They were discussing the sugya of Hagrala. So there's a lot of Gemaras here to do. I hope you got through some of them, and a lot of Rishonim. The sugya starts really later in the next parak, in the fourth parak, Tarif Bakalpi, but since we were doing the third parak, Gamal HaMamuna, I figured we'd start with a small sugya there at the end of Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Gemara is an interesting Gemara there about placing the Shnei Garolos on the Sar LaShem, LaZazel, and switching them, putting two on each, both on each, very confusing Gemara. But there's a fascinating machlokas in the Havamina between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the Havamina?
Whether you would choose.
Exactly. Rashi says in the Havamina that after you've done the Garolos, you place LaShem, LaZazel on this one, and again LaShem, LaZazel on that one. So then he says, Eza Shayuta Yasa LaShem. And you could choose which one you want. Tosfos certainly doesn't like this. Tosfos says, "Ein lefarish kaim." Why would one explain this way? Because nimsa shelo haya hagara kavas el hashem. It turns out the hagrala is not the one that's doing the decision of which sa'ir is going to be Lashem, which one be Lazazel. It's the kohen gadol that's making a decision that undermines the whole concept of hagrala. Now that's all in the havamina. But I hopefully went through and you'll see in the maskana there seems to be some level of machlokas even in maskana to what they're arguing about. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here? What's machlokas Rashi Tosfos? Not what they said, but what's the nekudas machlokas? What exactly is the understanding of Hagrala, yeah?
If Goral is what its mechanism that actually chooses which sire is Hashem will translate as
exactly, or what the, exactly. Beautiful. Is the Hagrala simply a Brera decision making, a real lot? Or is it a hektesh? You're being makdish something. A person takes an animal to the base of Mikdash, he's makdish it Lashem, he makdish it la'ola, lachatas, l'shamim. It's some level of a hektish. So hagrala is the way you do a hektish, but says Rashi, you could override that. You could circumvent the hagrala and the Kohen Gadol could do the hektish. Exactly. Tosfos says no. Hagrala is a completely different inyan. It's a hagrala, it's a brera, it's a decision which is which. And once you made that decision, so then there's a kedusha that follows. Beautiful. So is it a ma'isa hagrala? Or is it a ma'isa hektish? That's one machlokas to keep in mind when going through the sugya and the different applications being a ma'isa hagrala or a ma'isa brera versus some form of hektish. The other machlokas to keep in mind is, which I imagine most of you were probably grappling with this understanding, is what the Gemara in Lamed Tesem and Beis talks about whether hagrala is ma'keves or not ma'keves. And that's telling another machlokas about certain things that are done with Big Day Lavan B'chutz, Machlokas Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda, and a further Machlokas Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara had one line, I don't want to go through the whole Cheshbon here, but the Gemara had this one line that Hagrala is Lav Avodah. Hagrala is not considered an Avoda. So then the question is, does everyone agree Hagrala is Lav Avodah, or that's only one Manda Amar, but the other Manda Amar would hold that Hagrala is an Avoda? So that's the second machlokas to keep in mind as going through this sugi here, whether hagrala is lav avodah or hagrala is an avoda, or it's some hybrid somewhere in between. It's a partial avoda. That's the second question to keep in mind. So now let's go through the different applications of the sugis and see how the Rishonim navigate these questions of hagrala being brayer versus hektesh, or hagrala being an avoda versus not being an avoda. So the first machlokas that you hopefully encountered was the sugi of Tarif Bakalpi, whether there's an inyan to have a kalpi, whether there's an inyan midiraisa to have this box. What does Tosfos Yerushalmi hold? Midiraisa. He says, as he quotes a medrash, says that based on the psukim here, that you have to have a kalpi midiraisa, there's an inyan of a kalpi. But then the other Yerushalmi, the Tosfos Rush, says that you don't have to have a kalpi, that's orcha de milsa. That's just the way, if I'm telling you, to do a lottery. So, of course, you're going to have a box or a hat, and then you'll put two tickets in there, and you'll do it. You're self-understood to have a kalpi, but there is no din daraisa. So what's the machlokas between Tosfos Yerushalmi and the Tosfos Rush? Whether the kalpi has to be you need a kalpi midaraisa or you don't need a kalpi midaraisa? What would you say the machlokas is? So, simple understanding, you would say, it has to be whether it's an avoda or not avoda. You think hagrala is an avoda, so the more requirements you might have, you might think your kalpi would be deraisa, but then you'd say if it's hagrala is not an avoda, then the kalpi would not be deraisa. I think that would be the first understanding, but I think it's clear in the Rishonim they don't assume that way. because the Tosfos Yeshanim, who holds that Kalpi is a Deraisa, he's very much behind the idea that Avoda, Hagrala, is Lav Avodi. They don't line up with each other. You have to work through how he understands this. And the Ritva as well. Ritva assumes that it's also not so much, Hagrala is not really an Avoda, but he also, he goes back and forth whether Kalpi is a Deraisa. So it doesn't seem to be that they connect it to Avoda, but you can. It's not so clear. I've got two questions here. Yeah.
That regarding that detail, whether he's done with Kalpi or not, and he's bringing the Midrash from Taurus Kahanim, so just because that detail is Ma'akev, that's indicative of an entire Avoda?
I don't think there's
no hackage between them, right?
Just, again, the more you say Hagrala is an Avoda, just you think there should be more requirements. That's all. That's right. The only jump. Uh-huh. Not there's a connection between the Tar, the Kalpi bin Deraisa versus Avoda. Just more requirements, more restrictions you would imagine.
Uh-huh.
It's not a real, very strong connection, but I don't think it's clear. I think from Tosfos Yeshanim, I don't think he assumes that way. From the fact that he assumes it's Deraisa, but then also seems to be in the camp that Hagrala is not so much an Avoda, seems to show that there's a disconnect between the two, I think.
Yeah. Also, Yishan doesn't say it's not an Avoda, though. So.
You have to go through the Shitas. He says, he goes back and forth. Many of them go back and forth.
It seems to be like a quasi-Avoda.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right, so, but the fact that he assumes that Tarif for Kalpi, the Kalpi is their Isa, and he goes back and forth between Hagrala, indicates that they're two separate questions to me. So then, if you assume, I don't like that. That, again, would be my initial approach, that it is Talay on Avoda or not being Avoda, but I'm not comfortable with that in the end. So what would be another approach to explain the Machlokas between Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Rashi, whether the Kalpi is a Deraisa versus a Derabanan?
Maybe you could tie it into the Chakira you were saying about whether it's a Brera or a Hektish. That if it's a Hektish, then the Kalpi isn't so important. And if it's a Brera, then...
I think so. Exactly. Because to have a lottery, you know, it's not, there's no box. You can't have a lottery. You can, I guess. You could put two things down on a piece of, on a table. But as Rashi explains, you need a kalpi, and you have to be only fit two hands in. You want it to be a real true lottery. So in order to have a true lottery, you need some level of a box to be a real brera, be a real hagrala. So Tosfos Yeshanim says you need a deraisa, you need a kalpi to create a real hagrala. But according to the Tosfos Rashi, the Shitaso, who holds, well, we'll see Lashitasa later on, that really Hagrala is not the Brera, it's not really a lottery, it's really a Kedushas Peh from the Kohen Gadol. So what do you need a Kalpi for? You don't need a box, you don't need a lottery here. That's a nice way to figure out what's going on here, but the Ikra Hagrala is the Kedushas Peh, the Hektesh, that the Kohen Gadol says, and therefore the need for a Kalpi would only be Midirbanon, as he says, Orcha Demil. So that's how I think the Machlokas, Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Rashi should be understood. That's one Machlokas. Next machlokas you guys encountered was an interesting sugya of whether or not the havamina of the klisharis of the kalpi becoming a klisharis. Can you turn this kalpi into a klisharis? And the Gemara says that there's a havamina nikdasha. Let it be a kadosh. Let it become a klisharis. Why not? So in that havamina of suggesting that this kalpi should become a kedushas kli, should be a klisharis, there's a machlokas. How exactly do you make this kalpi into a klisharis? So the halacha is, or Tosfos Yeshanim says, there's a klal that you only make a klisharis with an avoda. But he says, ain bo shim avoda, the hagrala lav avoda. He assumes hagrala is not an avoda. So how am I going to turn this kalpi into a klisharis if hagrala is not an avoda? You only use it for one purpose. And so Tosfos Yeshanim answers that you're right, the hagrala is not an avoda. And therefore, the Hagrala cannot turn it into a klisharis. But what was the concern? What was Tosfos Yeshanim's answer?
Mars Ayin.
And then people are going to say, oh, this must be a klisharis when it's really not. They're going to use it, the kalpi, to catch some blood and to be makabel dam and the halacha and zrik and everything else. And through those avodos, so then it's going to turn into a klisharis. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim explains is the concern. The Ritva says no. Yitva argues and says, no, with the Hagrala itself, the Hagrala itself, it can make it into a klisharis. How so? Because what's the lashon of the Ritva? What does he hold? He says, I'll read the lashon, he says, Dechaven da avodas kalpi, eino ela b'hagrala, zu hi avodaso, lekadcho, v'ashe yisharsim bam krinabe. So what's Pshat and Ritva? How did you understand the Ritva? Like Rambam, which is what? The Ritva says, I agree that Hagrel is not an Avoda. He says it over and over again, Hagrel is not an Avoda. But if you do the Avoda for it, Avoda, it's a Lav Dafka term used here. If you do the Malacha, if you do the goal of what this Kalpi is supposed to be used for, which is Hagrela, that becomes the Avoda of this Kli. And that will transform it into a Kli Sharis. Okay? But Hagrela is not an Avoda. The Ritva assumes it's not an Avoda. And the Tosfos Shamma assumes it's not an avodah. They're arguing about whether or not a different type of avodah could turn this kalpi into kli sharis. Ritva only holds that only the avodah that was the toelos of this kalpi was for hagrola, so only a hagrola could turn this kalpi into a kli sharis. As opposed to Tosfos Shamma says, no, any avodah that you would apply to this kalpi could turn into a kli sharis. Even though my hat, which is supposed to be used for a hagrala, if I use it to catch blood, according to the Tosfos Yeshayahu, that would turn it into a klisharis. But according to the Ritva, that wouldn't work. Only the avoda, which was meant to be used for this copy, only that avoda could be applied to. So there's a double machlokas here. Number one is, what makes something into a klisharis? Any avoda, or only the avoda used for it? And further, can a malacha or an avoda be used? According to Tosfos Shamma, he says a malacha wouldn't be enough. Even if it's the malacha of this certain kli, you need an avoda to transform it. So again, I'll say it again. Tosfos Shamma says you need an avoda to turn something into kli sharis, but it could be any avoda. Lav dafka, the avoda that's miyucha to this kli, any avoda. Tosfos Shamma says you don't have to have an avoda, it could even be a malacha, but it has to be the malacha that's miyuchad for this particular kli. That's the two debates here between Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva. Now, of course, a very simple solution would have been, if you assume hagrala is an avoda, that would have been the very simple solution. Now, the very fact that Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva don't suggest that clearly tell us that it's not really an avoda. Well, if someone out there are Aydin and Yeshanim who say this in particular, but again, if you assume that hagrala is a real avoda, that would answer this very question.
You didn't think the rush that you put on the sheet was saying that?
So let's look at the rush now. Let's see what the rush is trying to tell us. So the rush first quotes the sheet of the Tosfos Yeshanim, and then the rush answers, Vili nira lefarish nikdasha sheyasu bo avoda va'az tihei kli sharis. So Tosfos Rush, we have to understand Tosfos Rush Shita. So it sounds like I agree that Tosfos Rush sounds like any avoda could apply. So he's somewhere in the middle, where you need an avoda just like Tosfos Yeshanim. But which type of avoda? Any avoda, it sounds like. But how does that differ from the Tosfos Yeshanim now? Isn't that what Tosfos Yeshanim says? He just quoted the sheet of the Tosfos Yeshanim. That people are going to say that, oh, that's a kli sharis, let me use it for my Kabbalah's dam. And that Kabbalah will make this turn into a kli sharis. That means any other avoda would work. So what's Tosfos Rush arguing by even saying, what's his pshat? How is this different than Tosfos Yeshanim?
We understood that he's explaining the word. His question is, do some other type of avoda first, make it into a kli sharis, and then use that kli sharis for
So that's what it sounds like. So in the end of the day, they agree how you could create a kli sharis by some other avoda could be applied. The question is, are they doing this before the kli sharis, or it's going to be a maariv ayin after the fact? So I don't know what the machlokas really is. What are they debating about? Why is that a need to debate? They're saying the same thing, just the order of events. Whether it's a maariv ayin, it's going to lead to other people using it, or we should dafka do it first. So I'm not really sure what he's saying, to be honest. The words are like what you said. And what Yisrael said also, that seems to be what they're arguing about with the Tosfos Yeshanim. I don't know what the machlokas is, though.
We understood from the Tosfos Rosh, like, the dafka mila to using kli sharis.
I say there's a mila to use kli sharis. That's
like,
the point.
Why is it more saying that? Because, use a kli sharis.
So then that goes against Tosfos Rosh, what he said earlier, that you don't need a kalpi, you don't really need a midiraisa, you could use orcha de milso, there's no need for a kli sharis. that wouldn't go well with his what his shita is by the kalpi. But maybe this is just all in the havamina. In the havamina, maybe you should really use a klisharis, and this is how to make it into a klisharis by using some other avoda. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. Either way, so this is another application where it can be talay on avoda versus not being avoda. But there again, there's a side discussion here, how one makes something into klisharis. Is it through an avoda or through a malacha? Is a avoda that's miyuchad, a malacha that's miyuchad to the kli, or any avoda? That's another machlokas to keep in mind when being nikadesh a kli sharis. The next discussion, the Gemara itself has two different days. When the Kohen Gadol does the hagrala, he puts both hands in, Lashem, Lazazel. So there's another opinion that maybe it's better that the skan should put his right hand. The Kohen Gadol puts his right hand. So the question becomes, is the left hand of the Kohen Gadol better? Or is the right hand of the skan better? Which is better, the right hand of the skan or the left hand of the Kohen Gadol? So that's a debate in the Gemara. So in this discussion, all the Rishonim are struggling with the question of, we know that kol avodas hayom eino ksher ela biyom b'kohen gadol. So how could there be a havamina? How could there be a suggestion that a skan could do the avoda if he is not a kohen gadol? That's question one the Rishonim ask. And what's the other question the Rishonim ask? On the flip side, how could the small of the Kohen Gadol do an avoda if we know small is possible by all avodos? So you're stuck here. You have to do something here. The small of Kohen Gadol versus the skan.
That could answer the question.
What do you mean?
You don't have a choice.
So that's the answer. They say, yeshab inyan acher. So since you have no choice, that would explain why the left hand would work. So let's go through what the Rishonim suggests with these two discussions of the skan, who's not a Kohen Gadol, and the small of the Kohen Gadol. So you saw Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid said this discussion of using the Sgan or not using a Sgan depends on what question? Sorry? What do you mean what Hagrel is? Exactly. If it's Avodah or not Avodah, he says very clearly. If you assume that Hagrela is Ma'akev, which means it's an Avodah, his definition of Avodah, according to this, is very important. For those who are trying to keep in mind how to define an avoda, which is very challenging, the definition of Tosus Rid, it sounds like anything that's ma'akev is an avoda, something that's not ma'akev is not avoda. Now, that's not so clear because shchita is certainly ma'akev, but it's not an avoda. So you have to figure out how we understand shchita. But I'm just trying to give you some thoughts for those who want to be mine. I'm not sure myself. But Tosus Rid says that if you assume hagrala is ma'akev, that means it's an avoda. And once it's an avoda, the skan is possible. But the other way around, if hagrala is not ma'akev, so then it's not an avoda, and the skan would be kosher because you don't need anyone to do it. It's not an avoda. There's no need for the Kohen Gadol to do it. Even a skan could do it. That's how Tosus Rid sets up this question of a skan versus not being tali on avoda versus not an avoda. Yes?
It also depends on the status of how we view the skan Kohen
Gadol. I don't think so. There's a discussion, which I assume you're referring to. Which discussion did you saw? About this.
It's his ability to take a place of the Kohen Gadol if he's not able to. So therefore, maybe you have this quasi-status of Kohen Gadol.
So there is a debate about how do you view this skan. That's one side. Where the skan is simply a backup Kohen Gadol, or the skan is actually actively being mishamesh the Kohen Gadol. He's playing some current role in this part. That's the machlokas you find in the Rishonim, the Lukum Maseches Tamid, and elsewhere. Came up in Sanhedrin in the second parak recently, those who are doing Daf Yomi. So even if you assume he has some active role or he's some backup, no matter how you slice it, in the end of the day, he's not a Kohen Gadol right now. And I'm not sure that would be part of it, but I hear that could be another consideration of the Skan's ability to participate in the Hagrala might have to do with his status of being a backup Kohen Gadol or maybe having an active role. I don't know which is better, to be honest. But that is a relevant factor to keep in mind. But Tosus Rid says it's tali on whether Hagrala is a avoda or not an avoda. That's Tosus Rid's approach. Now, what is the Tosus Yisharim suggestion? He asks the same question, and he assumes if it's an avoda, he assumes even if Hagrala is an avoda, even if Hagrala is ma'akev and it's avoda he, so then he thinks that the Gemara allows the skan to do it. He says that even if you assume Hagrala is a ma'akev, and Ma'keves, and Hagrala is a avoda, that a skan is able to do the hagrala. He could participate. How could that be? He says, kol avodos eino ksher elabo, only with a kohen gadol. So he rejects the Tosfos Arid's connection of avoda to the skan's participation. So if it's an avoda, how could the skan participate? What's the Tosfos Yeshayahu's suggestion? Anyone?
Can't go back into copy twice.
So that's what he says with regards to the use of small, I think, right? Because the use of small is efshar bin an acher.
This one he says is just not kol kach avoda.
Ah, so that's his...
It's the quasi-avoda.
Ah, so exactly. He says, ein kol kach avoda. So now why is it not kol kach avoda? Sharei aide kohen gadol misbarim hasirin. So now that requires a hesber. What does it mean... And that's a reason why it's a ein kol kach avoda. So what's Tosfos Arid saying here? Tosfos Yeshayahu, rather, what's he saying about the nature of hagrala? Again, the language is sharei aidei kohen gadol misbarin hasi'irin. How do you understand that language?
Like by edus, if it's like varad over, it's not so. Sometimes it's not so essential that you necessarily have like two edim, say, as opposed to like with kumad over. And that's like a muscle for like when right. Something is just timuvarit, so as long as you get the result, how you got there is not so essential.
Hey, so now in terms of the nature of Tosfos Arid, so of the hagrala, so what creates the bira according to Tosfos Yeshayahu? Kohen Gadol. What about the Kohen Gadol?
He's not meaning the actual copy isn't a bira. It doesn't cause anything. It's a function.
The kedusha tapeh. So one pshat could be, which I think Turi Evan understands this way, the fact that he argues on Tosfos Yeshayahu. One could be like what we saw and what you suggested, that's a kedusha tapeh. The Kohen Gadol, the fact that he picks everything out, what's the most important thing is when he says Lashem, that kedusha tapeh, that's the ikker. The fact that the skan sticks his hand in and picks one up doesn't make any difference. It's not a biru, it's not a brera, it's not a hagrala, it's a kedusha tapeh. He's being makdish something. That's what he means. Ayidei Kohen Gadol, Misbar Hasin, through his dibur, is the decision making, and the fact that there's some level of picking up is pointless and meaningless. Not it should be pointless, but it really, that's not the koveya. It's a kedushas peh that's koveya. And the involvement of the skan doesn't make a difference. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat. What's another pshat of the Tosfos Yeshayahu? Anyone saw the Turi Evan, what he said? The Gura Sari?
He was arguing,
yeah.
The Mela, it's Nisbar, because the Kohen picked up and you know the other one.
Exactly. So the Kohen Gadol means, it could be what you saw meant, I don't know. That when you do the first, when the Kohen Gadol picks up the first one, the second one in Mela becomes the opposite, Lazazel Lashem. So the Skan's participation is really not, it's meaningless. So according to that shot, the Tosfos Yeshayahu understands that no, it's not a Kedushas of Peh. It's a real hagrala. But once you pick up one, so memela, the other one becomes lazaza, the opposite one. You guys heard this maisa from the Rambam, about the Rambam? Rambam once was, he was, of course, a doctor in Cairo. I'm trying to remember the maisa as I'm speaking about it. And the people certainly were very upset and didn't like him. They're anti-Semites, they were jealous of the Rambam. And they accused him, I'm trying to remember the accusation here, could be of stealing, I have to look it up, I think maybe a stealing of some sort. And he didn't trust him, there's no way, the Rambam, I trust him more than anyone, and there's no way he stole anything from me. And they suggested, let's do a hagrala, let's do a lottery. One said he's chayv, one said he's zakai. So they set everything up, and the Rambam knew the person who was behind it really hated the Rambam. And he didn't trust the guy. So he, I don't know if someone told him or he assumed that this guy probably wrote chayiv on both of them. So no matter what he picks up, he's going to be chayiv. So they had this whole event, and the Rama had to pick out of the hat, or whatever it was, the kalp, he had to pick out one, whatever it said, he has to either be killed or he's saved. He picked one out, and he quickly swallowed it. He swallowed the piece of paper. He said, what'd you just do? You just undermine. He said, no, pick out the next one, and whichever one, that one is the opposite, is what I swallowed. So he picked out the other one, and it said Chayiv. So he assumed the other one was Zakai, and he was saved from this dental. I don't remember where I saw this. Genius, right? I don't know how he knew, but it's not how he knew this. Fine. So the Hagrala, according to the Gras Arin, according to perhaps the Tosfos Yeshanim, is that when you do one Hagrala, when the Kohen Gadol picks up with his right hand, who cares what's going on with the other one? It's Mimela. That's a Lashon of the Gevuras Arin. And that could be another way to interpret what Tosfos Yeshanim means here. Ayodei Kohen Gadol, not the Divor the Kohen Gadol, but that really, Dafka, Ayodei Kohen Gadol, through his picking up, Misbarin Hasirin, the other one, becomes clarified which one it is. Okay. Now, Tosfos Rush says clearly very differently. Tosfos Rush, what's Tosfos Rush shot here? Why is this not an issue of the Skan performing the other avoda with the right hand? What's the Tosfos Rush's suggestion? And this is all Shitaso for the Tosfos Rush, I think. Anyone saw Tosfos Rush inside? He asks the question again. How could the Skan participate in the Agrola? Isn't the Agrola avoda? So he answers, V'yishlomar de'ikr ha'breira b'koin gadol shu omer la'shem chatas. Because it's clear from the Tosfos Rush about the dibur. It's not a maisa grala, it's not a maisa breira, it's a kedushas peh. So whoever picks their hand, sticks their hands in the kalpi, doesn't make much of a difference. It's all about the kedushas peh of the Kohen Gadol. And that's why I think Tosfos Rush said earlier, the need for a kalpi wasn't a din deraisa, rather it was simply orcha demilsa. It wasn't, the whole hagrala process was really not much of a process, and is also how I wanted to explain initially, Shitas Rashi, that Rashi said in Lamed Zayin, Eja Shayirza. You could pick either one. Because according to the Rashi, perhaps at least in the Havamina, and Tosfos Rush L'maskana, the Hagrala is really something that can be undermined, and it's all about the Kedushas HaPeh of the Kohen Gadol. So you see here as well, this machlokas of whether Hagrala is an Avoda or not Avoda, whether Hagrala is a Kedushas HaPeh, or it's a Maisa Breira, it's really very much plays a factor in this discussion as well of whether or not this Skan could participate or not participate. Let's do one final discussion here, and that's the involvement of a Zar, a non-Kohen. So the Rambam says, number, I have different Rambam Kohen, I think, than you guys. You have it inside the Rambam? Did I make a copy for you? Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Per Gimel Halacha Gimel, Hagrala ma'keves, afa pi she'eino avoda. The Rambam clearly states that Hagrala is not an avoda, but yet it's still ma'keves. And lefika ha'hanacha k'sheir bizar, but we don't care about hanacha right now, but ha'alias ha'garalos minakalpi psula bizar. So how can the Rambam get away with this? It's not an avoda on one hand. If it's not an avoda, it makes you think of a shchita. Shchita is also a lava avoda here. But yet, he says a zar is pasul. If it's not an avodhi, how could it be pasul? So what's pshat in the Rambam before you read the Lecha Mishnah, based on what we've been discussing? What's Rambam's understanding of Hagrala? That he holds Hagrala is what? A breira, kedushas peh, breira? Yeah, I think so. I think so as well. The fact that the Rambam holds Hagrala is a ma'keves, it's ma'keves, tells us that it's a inyan of a breira, and therefore, since it's a real ma'isa avoda, only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the ma'isa Hagrala, the ma'isa breira.
Practically, the Zar is not able to be in that era either.
I don't know where exactly, the Mishnah says where exactly they were standing when they did this. That's what they did, Tarfi Bekarpi, yeah?
He's on the mission on Lam Zion.
Let's see. The question whether that would be Ma'akev or not. Whether they would have to be there, it's a good point. I'm not sure. And according to what you're saying, the question shouldn't even get off the ground. The Zar can't be there. Okay, very good. Now, so pshat is that Rambam holds that the Hagrala is a Maisa Breira. It's not an Avoda, but still, it's a Maisa Breira, and that's the Aliyas Hagralos, or something significant and therefore only a Kohen Gadol is allowed to perform this Aliyah. And therefore Zar would be possible, but others who permitted that the Skan would be permitted, seemingly they would allow a Zar to be permitted as well to pick up the Garalos, because they would assume that it's not the Aliyah HaGrala, that's something significant, but more to the Kedushas HaPeh, like we saw in Tosas Arash. Now what comes interesting here is Lecha Mishnah. What's the question of Lecha Mishnah? Anyone saw Lecha Mishnah's question? This gets very much involved in the sugya of which avodas are avodas and not avodas here. So we have right now that Hagrala is not an avoda, and yet a zar is possible. But the Lecha Mishnah asks, what's his question? And then we got to see Lecha Mishnah, that the Shechita is also not an avoda, but a zar is kasher. So how come some lav avodas a zar is kasher, some lav avodas zars are possible? So Lecha Mishnah answers that Shechita is not comparable to Hagrala. Because by Shechita, it's not an avoda klal. If you have a whole range here, there's zero. Shechita is nothing. It's zero according to the Tosos, according to the Lecha Mishnah rather. It's nothing. And the Raya is because we have Shechita that applies to Chulin. The very fact that you could have the same type of action done in Chulin areas, mundane areas, and women of Avadim could do Shechita, so it tells you it's not an avoda at all. As opposed to a Hagrala, that even though it's not really an avoda, it's a quasi-avoda again. That it's kasher biskan according to some opinions. So since some opinions allow it to be a skan, that tells you it's not an avoda. But since the ma'isa, not everyone holds that way, others hold that a skan is possible, tells you it's more than just lav and avoda. It's somehow in between an avoda and lav avoda. How where in the line you put it, unclear. But again, the criteria that Lecha Mishnah is concerned with, his definition, now put this on that list, he looked at who can do the avoda. That's his ikur point. According to Lecha Mishnah, since Shechita, at least Shechita's Chulin, can be done by anyone, Nashim Avadim, and Shechita's Kachim could be done by a Zar, so that tells you it's Lav Avoda. But since Hagral is limited, who can perform it, so it's more than just Lav Avoda, it's somewhere in the middle. But his point is, who's performing this action? Now this should be looked at in contrast to the Shita of the Tosas Yeshanim. You guys got to see Tosas Yeshanim on Lamed Tesamim Beis, Dibur Maschil Hanacha? So according to the Lecha Mishnah, Shechita is nothing, Hagrala is more of an avoda than Shechita. But Tosas Yeshanim on Lamed Tesamim Beis says the opposite. He says that the Hagrala, that since the Hagrala also, not only, we're always thinking Hagrala is an avoda because it's Lashem, but remember, it's also picking out who's the Sari Lazazel, which is Litzar Chutz, and that's a mundane type of action. So therefore, he says that Hagrala might be less of an avoda than that of Shechita.
We're defining mundane as anything that goes outside of the Kodesh.
That's also very important. Right, he's assuming there that Tzarech Chutz, Tzarech Lazazel, is considered Tzarech Chutz, since it's outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Everything else is applicable to Chulin, but it's not that this is a unique activity in
Kippur. You are correct. When he says this, he's not even talking about, in contrast to Shechita, with that line about Tzarech Lazazel, he just says L'chutz. It's not as Pnim as you would think. But then he says, where's that line I want here? Shechita is Adif from Hagrala. It's more of an Avoda than Hagrala. Why? Because it's shayich bei pigel, if you do shechita with pigel, have a bad machshava, it's going to disqualify the carbon. Pigel doesn't affect hagrala. More so, he writes that shechita is chayvan ala b'chut. If you do shechita s'chut, you're chayv karis. If you do hagrala b'chut, you're not chayv karis. And therefore, he thinks that hagrala is actually less of an avoda than that of shechita, as opposed to Lecha Mishnah, that he thinks hagrala is more of an avoda than shechita. Because the Tosfos Yeshanim's focus is not on who's performing the melacha at hand, but rather which halachas are going to be impacted by the avoda. So again, Lecha Mishnah focuses on who, and the Tosfos Yeshanim focuses on the, I guess, more what. Okay. Fine. There's a beautiful Mikdash Javid. I don't want to overwhelm you with more information. I think we did a lot here. Yes, you do the Mikdash Javid. I'll say it over. Fine. We'll do Mikdash David and do the Netziv. Mikdash David is on the Shittas Rama, very Lamdash Mikdash David here. And he says, he wants to figure out why, according to the Rambam, a Zar is possible if it's not really an Avoda. A Zar could do Lav Avodas here. So he's asking the same question. Why is Hagrala different than Shchita? Shchita is Lav Avoda, a Zar could do. Hagrala is also Lav Avoda, and a Zar cannot do. What's the difference? So he says that there are two dinim that the Kohen Gadol needs. Aside from it being an Avoda, there's certain types of Malachos, even though they're not avodos in the Beis Hamikdash, you need the Kohen Gadol to participate. And he says one of the examples is the Kviyas HaShnei Asirim. Even though that Hagrala is not an avoda, the Pasuk says, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel of those who saw it, that the Pasuk says, V'noson Aaron al Shnei Asirim Garalos. It needs the bailus of the Kohen Gadol, of Aaron, to perform it, even though it's not an avoda. That's his explanation. You have to go through him to really appreciate what he's going on here. But sometimes things are, any avoda requires a Kohen Gadol, anything that requires the bailus, even though it's not an avoda, also requires a Kohen Gadol. So he says that even though Hagrala isn't an avoda, it's still based on the pasuk requires the bailus of the Kohen Gadol to perform it. And it's for that reason the Tzar is disqualified from doing this avoda. Not because it's a quasi-avoda or anywhere in the middle. Not like that. It's not an avoda. It's not. But there's a second aspect that's needed here because of the bailus. The pasuk says, "V'nosan Aaron al shnei hasir." And again, that's very clear in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Okay, I'll finish with this last interesting nitziv here. We don't get to see these types of nitzivs on Shas, but when they come up, it's very interesting. Anyone get the chance to see the nitziv? No one saw the nitziv? So did I make a copy for the nitziv here for you guys? What's on here? Okay, I'll read the nitziv. The nitziv writes in Meromi Sadeh that he's trying to understand the machlokes between the Tanaim, whether or not it's better to have the Sgan, his right hand, or the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. So he says, the machlokes is as follows. The Mamuna has a Koach Adin. That's what he writes, a Koach Adin. It doesn't explain why, but I imagine since he has some role in the Beis Hamikdash, he's doing something, he has some position of authority, like a melech, there's a certain din a melech has. So the Skan, the Mamuna, he's appointed to do certain things, he's a certain din. If that's the case, the right hand of the Skan, the right hand's always which, Midah? It's Chesed. So it's the Chesed, Shebedin. The Skan is the Chesed, right hand is the Skan, Shebedin. On the other hand, the Kohen Gadol, who represents din, even though Skan is rather, I'm sorry, the Kohen Gadol represents Chesed and Shalom, even though Shalom is different than Chesed, but it's Chesed, the Kohen Gadol is Chesed. So the left hand of the Kohen Gadol is Din Shebechesed. Skan is Chesed Shebedin, and Kohen Gadol is Din Shebechesed. The left hand is a Din Shebechesed. That's Machlok. Which is better? Is it better for the person who's a Chesed person to give out a punishment with his Din? Or is it better for a person who's a din, a person who bats him, he's really Elokim, if you will, to do chesed? Which is better? That's the machlokes that's going on here. So he says, this machlokes depends on the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and his wife Bruria. When they saw these different individuals who were the Rishayim and Minchote, is it better to get rid of the Chotim or better to get rid of the Chataim? That's the machlokes here. So he says, chesed shebedin is to get rid of the Chataim, but not to get rid of the Chotim. That's what he explains here. So that's that debate here. So Reb Meir apparently was Din Shebechesed. He wanted to get rid of the Chotim, and Bruria wanted to get rid of the Chataim, which was, even though the person's Din, to do it with Chesed, and therefore to get rid of the Chataim, but not to the Chotim. Thought that was an interesting way to finish off the Sugya. So I think Wednesday we'll pick up on the Sugya of Chafina. That's the next parak, the fifth parak. I need to come out Mar Makomos. But there's going to be a number of us Gemaras to go through. Maybe I even, no, I can't give it. Thursday, Rabbi Leibowitz from Shalavim is coming. So we'll get in hopefully Wednesday. And that'll probably be the last shir. And then Thursday we have a special shir. And then I think either maybe Wednesday I'm giving Chabur in the afternoon. Or maybe Ni'ila. And then Shimi is giving Chabur on Thursday. That's the Seder of the rest of the week. All right. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone.